On any given day, David Hamlin is improvising. And by improvising, I mean David is putting condoms in a brown bag for the boys at the town.
Now, some of them end up full of water, smashed in the street. But if one young man uses one once, I think we've met our mission.
David is the clinic manager at the Catalina Island Medical Center. The medical center is not your typical hospital. It's more like an outpost a million miles from the bright lights of LA, which is in fact only 22 miles away. And so David has a long leash. He's able to be flexible and to do things in unusual ways. For example, if someone needs birth control, but she doesn't want her parents to know about it.
I will drive down, deliver the prescription. The pharmacist will fill it with no one in the drugstore knowing who it's going to come to. It's charged to the clinic and I drive it back and we hand deliver it to the patient.
But there is another side to this. The hospital is a 12-bed building that was built in the 1960s when Catalina's population was just 1,500 people. It was never intended to support the almost 4,000 people who live on the island now, let alone the 1 million visitors who come here every year and get themselves into a spot of mischief.
They've either gotten bitten or stung or stepped on something. We had a lady that was bitten by a bison.
Well, I have a tiny office, but you're
as he shows me around the building, I can see that he desperately needs more space.
We've used every alcove. This is our emergency supply, so that if we have a disaster...
Literally every corner is crammed with air conditioning units and office supplies, and of course all the other things that a hospital needs.
And then this is the bottom of the hospital.
He takes me to the basement.
The basement.
To a door marked medical records record slash
and the morgue.
This is sort of the room of death.
Yeah, storage.
Yeah, exactly. It's storage for the body. But it's also medical records, and that's because it's cold in there?
No, it's because we needed a place to store all the records, and there was some empty shelving.
I bet he's brilliant at Tetris. David is also at the front line of patient requests, and as much as he would love to give them what they want, this is where the island outpost gets in the way. We go upstairs to the hospital's surgical suite, and he tells me that they don't do surgeries anymore. I asked him why.
Because if you're going to have surgeries, then you're going to have surgeons. And that means that we have to find a place for those surgeons to live. We have to be able to afford them. They have to do enough surgeries over here to make it worth paying them what we would have to pay them. And the numbers just don't work.
Meanwhile, over town, they have everything that they need to do 200 of the same surgeries, so they've got plenty of practice. On the island, they might have only done one or two in the last year, but David knew that there could be an improvised solution to meet this patient need.
So this is our telemedicine room.
I first started looking at this story because of Catalina Island's award-winning telemedicine service.
It's a web-based system. So you could sit here on the sofa and your psychiatrist could be on that screen.
Like using FaceTime or video conferencing for a consultation. Telemedicine is a game changer in rural and other more remote places where getting staff is either difficult or dangerous. And yeah, David was skeptical at first, but he was convinced when he saw it in action.
I saw, a psychiatrist really connect with the patient.
The medical center now has a remote pain specialist, two psychiatrists, and a dermatologist, all of whom do sessions two or three times per week. David's able to recruit the top people who would never come to Catalina on a regular basis, and they serve the people of his community. We walk down the hall to the long-term ward. Six of the 12 beds in the hospital are currently occupied by permanent residents.
Would you consider yourself a nursing home?
Absolutely not. No.
Yet there is no nursing home on the island. There's no home health here. In fact, there is no community elder care at all. If you are at the end of your life and you need medical attention, you either die in the emergency room or you die over town. Or, if you're lucky, you get one of these beds in a hospital with the bison lady screaming down the hall. So David has once again improvised to make this as close to home for these folks as possible. David and I walk through a patient common area at the end of the hall to get to a lush little garden patio. It's David's favorite place in the hospital, a quiet oasis overlooking the golf course.
If you're from Catalina, you want to be on Catalina. There's a reason that you've chosen to live your life here. And we at this hospital feel that it's our mission to take care of as many of those elderly people on the island as possible.
David provides a rare kind of public health service in the modern American medical system. For him, taking care of the community is personal, and it's entirely patient-centered. In his little outpost, he's cobbled together solutions because he cares, even if it means he has to improvise to do it. With the Transom Traveling Workshop on Catalina Island, I'm Alex Krotowski.